Our view was that the retail market in California is critical. The retail market in LA County is a huge part of that. You've got in LA County 40% of the population of California in one county. But looking at cannabis retail in Los Angeles as a focus for us, simple thesis, we felt it was broken. Most of our friends would not be seen dead in a dispensary. The engagement was low. Customer service wasn't really critical. User experience overall subpar.
From MJ Bulls Media, it's the Raising Cannabis Capital Show. Today on Raising Cannabis Capital, we are continuing this month's Cannabis Dispensary Spotlight Series with Tim Dodd, the CEO of Sweetflower. Tim, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dan. Good to be here. How are you?
I'm fine. I appreciate you taking time out today to talk to us about all the exciting things that you and your team are doing in Southern California. Sweetflower is one of the largest operators in LA, which is, you know, it's got to be the most competitive, complex market there is. Why do you think your dispensaries are thriving in this market?
Yeah, LA is a very complicated market. We started Sweetflower in only about 18 months ago, in kind of June of 18, with a very simple thesis. Our view was that the retail market in California is critical. The retail market in LA County is a huge part of that. We've got in LA County 40% of the population of California in one county.
Wow.
Eighth biggest state by population in the nation, if it was a state. So, you know, huge market and very, very kind of cannabis intending, you know, very leaning forward on cannabis use and consumption. Fairly non-stigmatized, so accepted widely socially, a huge potential market. But looking at cannabis retail in Los Angeles as a focus for us, simple thesis, we felt it was broken. Most of our friends would not be seen dead in a dispensary. The engagement was low. Customer service wasn't really critical. User experience overall subpar.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most importantly, at least for what Sweetflower is doing, there's a huge white space that was not being addressed. Most of the stores that we looked at in 2018, when we were really setting Sweetflower up, we're focused on one demographic, you know, young male.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's a very well-served demographic now in Los Angeles. And we were thinking, okay, there's a different market here for older, boomer, millennial, professionals, non-male, diverse, inclusive crowd of people that are not really being served or being attracted that well to cannabis. And that's been proven to be the case. Our market sector is older. It's people who are coming in primarily for pain management, for anxiety management, for stress relief. I think that market's really the market that is underserved. We want to focus on the need and the need state. Why are you here today? You know, how can we help you? What are you looking to do?
You talked about a lot of the aspects of your strategy, but the store and the look, then even the name, it's very subtle. It doesn't scream the typical stereotypical cannabis jargon.
Push bank. Yeah.
I think that low-key approach, I suspect it's got to be helpful for attracting new to cannabis type customers.
Yeah, there's different approaches for different people. Some people want to go to a dispensary that looks like a nightclub, and that's fine. That's just not our customer base. Our customer base comes to us because we are a little more subtle. I think we're still very cool, and I think the brand is super comfortable. And not calling it something masculine or something related to the plant and subtle has, I think, made people think, okay, that's not a typical store. That's maybe a bit different, maybe female leaning. It is a flower and it is sweet and it's kind of nice and pretty.
And you build it into sort of the story that permeates throughout your entire organization. I was laughing when I was reading, you refer to cannabis as the floral frontier and your associates are sweet florists. I mean, it's great. I think those are great.
You. Well, we like kind of brand forward, a brand direction that fits our thesis, which is that this is for everyone. I don't mind if people call our stuff bud tenders, but we don't. We refer them as your sweet florist.
You know? It's good.
If we're going to do events at people's homes, we'll send up our florists and we'll send up our delivery truck with the flower in it. You know, so I think it's kind of fun. The launch and kind of how we went about this, I think, has been pretty true to how we feel about that thesis, that this sector is broken. Some people looking at the industry kind of think it's like tech. The difference between tech and retail is that there's actually room in retail for lots of different market segments. And there's room in cannabis for lots of different licensed dispensaries to focus on their own markets.
I want to take a short break to play you a preview of our next episode and to thank our sponsors.
And so, you know, we're focusing on larger metro areas. So that's Los Angeles, San Francisco, San Jose, Las Vegas, Denver. And those are, you know, that'll keep us busy for a little while. We have a couple of binding LOIs in place that I can't exactly say which ones yet or the exact locations, but that's Los Angeles and Las Vegas to start.
Tune in on Thursday to hear the next episode of the BioTrack Cannabis Dispensary Spotlight Series with Paul Henderson from High Times. And now let's get back to today's show. You have 6 licensed locations right now, and some of them are up and some of them are under construction. Where are you in that process?
Yeah, so it's a great question. So we have 4 in the city of Los Angeles, 3 that are running right now, Arts District, Melrose, and Studio City. The last one, which we're opening up in a month or so, is Westwood. We are the highest scoring applicant in Culver City. We're ecstatic about Culver City. We are the only downtown Culver City location. And then the last one that we're kind of working through is Pasadena.
It's fairly expensive to do these type of expansion. Are you raising capital?
So yeah, we are finalizing a capital raise right now. The interesting thing that's interesting about Sweetflower is we have not taken any outside money. The money that we've invested has been the capital from myself and my partner, essentially bootstrapped Sweetflower to date. So while we're kind of mature in kind of the business raise and what we've done, this is our first outside round. So we're looking for a small amount of money. So in addition to finalizing the build outs of some of these locations and pursuing the new locations, the core focus for us for this year is driving the marketing message. You know, we built a beautiful brand. We built these beautiful locations. We've been focused on winning more stores and more locations. But 2020 is the year for us to achieve, you know, what I think are some very achievable goals. And that will be driven by operations and marketing.
And that's not inexpensive. When bringing in quality team and getting the message out there and opening stores, it makes sense that, you know, now is the time to start with raising some capital. And
yeah,
I'll have all of Tim Dodd's and Sweetflower's information in the show notes and on mjbulls.com. So if you wanted to learn more about investment opportunities, you'll be able to reach out to him directly. Tim, a lot of information. I really appreciate you taking the time to explain everything that's going on with Sweetflower, and it's very exciting.
Wonderful. Yeah, thanks, Dan. I really appreciate it. We're very excited. We're very bullish for this year.
Have you back on next year and see where you are.
Yeah, it'd be great. Much appreciated. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hi, y'all. I'm Joe, host of Casually Baked, the podcast. If you're curious to explore the highly responsible side of cannabis, farming, and legalization, I'm here to help lighten the stigma and build your canna confidence. Download episodes now of Casually Baked, the podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts. And journey with me through the evolving cannabis culture and discover how and why people like you are adding cannabis to their wellness toolkit. It's time to get casually baked.